I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The University of New Mexico presents an intimate new opera this month, inspired by a central and controversial figure in New Mexico's cultural history. Wealthy Mabel Dodge Luan moved from the Bohemian Society of Greenwich Village to Taos in 1917 and established the town forevermore as a gathering spot for artists and writers. The opera Mabel's Call is the work of New York-based composer Nell Shaw Cohen, and she's with me now. Nell, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your birth date and Mabel's are separated by over 100 years, but my impression is that you feel a connection with her.
Yeah, I feel like Mabel's story really connects to a contemporary experience because there's something quintessentially American about her journey. She was really looking to reinvent herself and to create a kind of new identity by coming to Taos, by connecting with the landscape, with the indigenous cultures here, and forging an identity in this very kind of American bootstrap maverick kind of way. And so my opera really focuses on that time period. The people who came to New Mexico in that modernist period of the early 20th century were really looking for an alternative to the industrial capitalist East that was so burdened with social expectations and social norms. And I think that kind of visionary maverick quality is something that I find really exciting.
And also, you have written in the past that your music is often a response to the natural world. That is a sort of a move that Mabel herself made from Greenwich Village to the natural world of Taos.
Yeah, I'm very much influenced by natural landscapes and a sense of place in my music. And I often try to translate a feeling of everything from the colors and the quality of the air and the light to more concrete personal emotional experiences of places. And I think that Mabel was similarly drawn to landscape. And so choosing Mabel as a subject for this opera really made sense for me because it would allow me to use a musical language that I'd been developing in this theatrical context, in this narrative of Mabel Dodge Luan coming to Taos and experiencing this.
What aspects of Mabel's life in New Mexico and her personality did you want to explore in the opera? She has a big life.
Mm-hmm.
How did you winnow it down to the elements that you wanted to explore?
Yeah, you know, she led so many lives, and this felt like a pivotal moment in her art. After exploring arts colonies in Florence and Greenwich Village, as you mentioned, she really settled in Taos and created the most lasting impact, bringing all of these great modernists like Georgia O'Keeffe and Ansel Adams and John Maron and Marston Hartley and a lot of fascinating intellectuals of the time to this region. So I wanted to look at the moment when she first arrives in Taos and how she transitions into that new stage of her life. The ending of her marriage with Maurice Stern, the beginning of her relationship and her marriage with Tony Lujan, and really her establishment of herself in Taos. And I think in terms of her big personality in her big life, she was a woman of many contradictions. And I've tried to bring that into the opera quite a bit, showing her impulsiveness, her visionary dreamer quality, and the ways in which she upset the people around her often and really created conflict. I think that's part of what really makes her interesting.
I know that there are six singers in the opera. Who do those six singers represent?
Mabel, of course, is the starring role. And in this production, there's three different singers who are actually going to be playing the role on each night. So you'll see a different Mabel each time, which is going to be fascinating for me as the composer and librettist. And the other characters are Maurice Stern, who was her third husband and was a painter. And they came to Taos together. And then Tony Lujan, who became her fourth husband and was from Taos Pueblo and was a singer. Those are really the three lead roles. And the other roles are Dr. Abraham A. Brill, who was an influential Freudian psychoanalyst. And the opera starts with her in a session of psychoanalysis with Dr. Brill. The opera ends with her in a consultation with a scholar of the occult named Lotus Dudley. And the final character is Manuela Trujillo, who's actually a fictional character who I created to fill a place in the narrative where I felt I needed to bring in an additional voice.
You have written the libretto, that is the words of the opera, in addition to the music. Where did the words for the characters come from?
Well, I was very much informed by Mabel's own memoirs and the scholarly writings about her life by Lois Rudnick and many others. From there, a lot of the text is just my original lyrics that I feel express the characters' emotional and psychological states and their relationships. And there are some paraphrases and direct quotes from Mabel's memoirs in the text that I felt were particularly poignant in drawing a connection to her experience and how she expressed it.
As you worked on Mabel's Call, Nell, and you spoke about the project to your colleagues and your contemporaries, did you find that they knew who Mabel Dodge Lujan was?
I found that most people who I've spoken to about the project outside of New Mexico are not familiar with Mabel Dodge Lujan, but those who are get very excited, and they think, oh, an opera about Mabel Dodge Lujan, that's amazing. So people who, you know, have a little bit of context are very intrigued by what this project could look like, which is really an affirmation for me for having, you know, chosen this subject and seeing that other people feel engaged with it in the way that I do. And so I hope that this project will help to raise the profile of Mabel's influence amongst those who don't know her or don't know very much about her. You know, she's often relegated to the footnotes of history as someone who's really behind the scenes helping others to realize their potential. I think it's nice to give her her due.
When you encounter people who don't know who Mabel is, what is the most important thing you say to them about who she was?
Well, I describe her as a writer, philanthropist, and salon hostess, a visionary who really helped bring modernist artists and intellectuals to this place where they would find inspiration. And she was sort of a chef or a chemist of creative people.
What did you want the music that you wrote for the opera to convey about Mabel herself?
I think the music in the opera ranges from very lush and atmospheric and what I would consider conventionally landscape music to more biting and incisive and challenging, rhythmically driven music. And I wanted to show really a range of emotions and experiences in the context of her relationships, in her own internal dialogue and reflections. I hope that it's quite a colorful and varied piece, but certainly my sense of landscape, I think, can be heard very strongly in the musical language. I write very melodic, lyrical music, very much influenced by my songwriting background. And I wanted Mabel's own vocal characterization as the soprano. She has a little bit of, you know, decorative singing and singing that has a little bit of flourish because I think she had a certain bravado, but she also has a very rich, intimate, lyrical side that's much more vulnerable.
This production at UNM Opera Theater in Albuquerque is a departure from the other projects that you've worked on around the country on Mabel's Call. What's different about what you're doing here at UNM?
The previous workshops of this opera have been in the form of concert readings in piano vocal score. And those have been wonderful opportunities to really get a sense of what the music sounds like, what the potential for these characters may be, and what about the subject matter and the score is intriguing the audience. This production will be the first time that it will be presented as a theatrical performance with costumes, lighting, props, fully developed characterizations and dramatic direction, super titles, video projection. So this is really the ultimate next step in the workshopping process. And I'm seeing this as a work in progress in a sense that it's at a very mature point in its development. It's fully realized, but it's still undergoing refinement. And I think that the audiences who come to this performance are sort of artistic beta testers where they can see the work when, you know, the ink is still wet on the page or the clay is still wet. And their responses will actually be very informative to me in understanding what's most effective about the opera and how I can continue to develop it.
This is, of course, a new production for UNM Opera Theater, but the students and the faculty there have been working on Mabel's Call for quite a while.
Yeah, this project actually can be traced back to a workshop I did in 2016 with the music director, Kristen Ditlow. And out of that initial workshop, which was held at the Harwood Museum of Art in Taos, she decided to spearhead this project with UNM and to bring Mabel's Call here. And the cast and the directors have been working intensively on preparing these performances since late August, which is actually a really long timeline in the scheme of operas. You know, emerging composers such as myself are not usually given the luxury of such a substantial rehearsal process. And in the course of that preparation, they visited Taos and took a field trip to Taos Pueblo, to the Mabel Dodge Lujan House, worked with the scholar Lois Rudnick, who provided a great history lesson, and they've been corresponding with me, asking me questions about Mabel and their characters and the content of the score, the musical choices. So I think that the performances are going to be the result of a very rich and engaged preparation process on behalf of the directors, the cast, as well as the chorus and the orchestra.
How does that benefit you, Nell? And might the opera change on the basis of what you see at UNM?
Seeing the opera on its feet in this production for the first time will really allow me to get a sense of what the potential is of what I've written.
And what would you hope would be the future for Mabel's Call?
I hope someday to have a professional premiere production, and certainly this project is an enormous step in moving towards that goal.
Nell Shaw Cohen has written music and libretto for a new chamber opera based on the life of Mabel Dodge Lujan. UNM's Opera Theater performs Mabel's Call through November 4th in Albuquerque. Details at KUNM.org. Nell, great to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.